Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on the promises of God concerning Israel, we finished the third message. Let's listen while Dr. Bloom starts a new message today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready and go to Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 7 through 14, as we look at the Russian strategy. The Russian strategy. Oh, my goodness, this is coming in the tribulation period, time when Christians will have already been raptured out of here. But there's a coalition of nations that's going to attack Israel. And who are those nations? Well, we told you in our last broadcast who those that were involved are. Today we want to look at the strategy. And that's found in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 7 through 14. Now, let me ask our listeners, as I often ask you, to both pray for this broadcast and to write us and let us know that you're listening. We need the encouragement of our listeners. And please take that time to do so. I record these broadcasts in a non-air-conditioned room. Right now, I'm recording this in summertime. The temperature in this room is somewhere in the 90s. In the wintertime, it'll be very cool, and sometimes it'll be down in the 60s and maybe even the 50s in this room. But right now, it's in the 90s. I'm sweating. I've got a coat and tie. Well, I got a tie on. Took the coat off. I still have the shirt and tie on. And we do this because we believe that it's very important that you receive the clear teaching of the Word of God. So please encourage us, write us, and let us know that you're listening. Let me also encourage you to be faithful to the house of the Lord each Sunday. You say, Brother Andy, I'm not getting fed the Word of God. The church I have is liberal. The church I have has gone contemporary or whatever else. And what should I do? Because I believe that I'm just going into some strongholds that Satan has made, and I just don't want to be a part of that. Well, look in your yellow pages under Churches Baptist Independent. But that doesn't automatically guarantee just because it's an independent Baptist that it'll be a good church. Find out what version of the Bible they use. They don't use the King James Version. They're probably going to use some other versions, and they will not preach the whole counsel of God. Then find out what kind of music they have. If their music is contemporary or blended, you don't want that blends in the devil, that is contemporary to the devil. You want that is traditionally to the Word of God and traditionally after the joy of the Lord, that which honors God. That's the best. And so stick with that which honors God instead of that which pleases the flesh. And so call up and ask about the Bible they use, the kind of music they have. And then go try the church out. If the Bible's right, the music right, then go try the church out and be faithful. Remember, Lamp and Light broadcast is here to teach the Word of God, but we do not take the place of the local church. And we want to make that very clear to each of our listeners. Now, if you have your Bibles, I trust that you will turn and follow along with us. Ezekiel chapter 38 and verses 7 through 14. There we read, Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou, and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people, against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land. thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. And thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take spoil, and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate, to turn places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, and dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered the company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy, and say unto Gog, Thus saith the Lord God, In the day when my people of Israel dwell safely, thou shalt not know it. Now, in the first six verses of this chapter, a coalition of six nations were given you who would line up against Israel, and they are named, and these nations are headed by the Russian army, and it mentions bands being with them and people, which may include smaller groups of people from various areas. Now, the Russians are found to have supplied many Islamic peoples. They've supplied them with weaponry and strategy. We know the Muslims seek the destruction of Israel. Now, with the Germans in the coalition, as we read of Gomer there back in verse 6, we need only to be reminded of the Holocaust. Then Russia has persecuted the Jewish community, and they have been ferocious in their persecution of the Jewish community over the years. There are large Muslim populations in both Germany and Russia. Marxism, as well as fascism, speaks of the superiority of the race. However, both seem to have a hatred for Jews. As I have stated previously, I believe that this attack is sometime within the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, probably during the breaking of the second seal. Now, let me say that that is my opinion, and based on scriptures, but the scriptures aren't real clear as to the exact timing. Now, in this message, I want to go verse by verse and give a general overview of what is coming. Now, we have the gathering horde seen in verses 7 through 9. In verse 7, they're told to be thou a guard unto them. They're at the last part of verse 7. Now, we must see that verse 3 is key to this verse here in Ezekiel 38. It says, And I say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. Now, that is a key. Against Gog, that is, the leader of Russia, and the land of Magog, which is Russia, others are in their coalition, but Russia and Gog, or the leader, is the main character. The coalition is assembled unto them, and they are a guard unto them. Now, this obviously represents a split with the common market for Germany, and it makes one wonder how this will affect the UN and G7. Now, being a guard unto them would be like having joint maneuvers. We know that NATO does this, as well as coordination goes on among UN peacekeeping forces. Now, I find that interesting that in the summer of 2006, with Israel and Hezbollah, that the so-called neutral UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon that was called UNIFIL openly published daily real-time intelligence that was of obvious usefulness to Hezbollah. They gave location, equipment, and force structure of Israeli troops in Lebanon. They even specified the placement of Israeli defense forces and their safety structures within hours of their construction. But when they reported on Hezbollah, they said mainly that they fired rockets in large numbers from various locations. Well, obviously, Israel was the one that came out on the short end as far as how the UN neutral people were reporting it. And, of course, it helped Hezbollah and resulted in multitudes more being killed as a result. Now, since there is a split among Muslims, Russia does not have all the Muslim nations in their coalition. Remember that Saudi Arabia and Egypt condemned what Hezbollah did in 2006. They don't want Iran and Syria to have an upper hand on them. Now, we read in verse 8 about this coming in the latter years. He said, after many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people. Well, the latter years refers to near the end of a time period within the context in which it is written here. Obviously, then, this is near the end of the time of the Gentiles. Russia will be visited. That is, she will be inspected by God. The land that is brought back from the sword. It shows they are already back. From the sword that sent them out in A.D. 70 under the cruel hand of that Roman general Titus. Well, now Israel's back. Israel has actually been regathering out of many lands since sometime in the 1700s. Even black Jewish people have a contingent of regathered folks. There are Russians, Americans, Germans, French, just to name a few. I even read of India here recently, of a what they called a lost tribe in India coming back to Israel. The mountains of Israel did lay waste for years. As he says here, the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Now, they were for years waste. This place was a swampy, sparsely populated, semi-desert area until the Jews returned, and they made the desert to bloom again. And they dwell safely. Now, obviously, the land is under some type of peace. Dwelling safely also has the idea of a sense of security. We're reminded that in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, it speaks of a covenant that will be made with the world leader of that day, whom we call the Antichrist, and Israel. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.